How would you respond to the Work and Pension Secretary, Sir Hugh?
Well, I think the quiet man should have remained quiet on this one, quite frankly, to suggest the IN campaign, which I'm associated with, I'm not a member of it, have been threatening that leaving Europe would make Britain more vulnerable, is, I think, unfair and inaccurate. It is simply a fact, and I've raised this on many occasions. We have access to joint intelligence, shared intelligence. We can export people through the European arrest warrants, including terrorists, excuse me, we catch in this country. We rely on Europol to share information, and of course Europol has now set up a specific organisation or an operation to deal with the new terrorist threat. To step out of that would simply render this country far more vulnerable to terrorism, not less.
But surely, Sir Hugh, the level of cooperation we enjoy with the US, which I understand you'll know far better than I, but I understand at times is quite formidable, we'll have the same with Europe. No one's actually going to turn their back on each other.
Well, it's fundamentally different. Actually, we get on very well with our American colleagues. I've attended the most senior courses with the FBI, and they have visited England, and of course they spent some time with me in Northern Ireland. So it's a very good relationship. But one that doesn't mean we should deconstruct what is a fairly complex operation across Europe that makes it very simple for frontline cops. There is one system for arresting people for a European arrest warrant across the whole of Europe. It relies on being members. If you're not in the club, you will not benefit from that facility. We export over 1,000 criminals in this country a year using that method. If one looks at the part two countries, as we would call them, countries like the States, it took us 10 years to get rid of Adel Hamza, and that was with the Home Secretary's personal engagement. The notion that we would have this massively complex system across Europe of different systems in different countries would A, be extremely expensive, and B, would take forever.
But lastly, and again, respecting the positions you've held in this profession, surely, Sir Hugh, when Ian Duncan Smith says, quotes, "This open border does not allow us to check and control people that may come and spend time," close quotes. And when I remind you of the Lithuanian bodybuilder killer who came in here, he's absolutely right.
Well, of course, and unless he is going to follow Mr. Trump's lead and build a wall around the whole country, we have...
No, he just wants people to show their part, not to have a free, almost free right of access and passage without any checks.
I have no difficulty with that conversation and looking at how one makes Britain safer. But if the cost is to lose all the benefits that we currently have in policing and security, I think it's a very high price to pay. We have a system where people who are on the run can be exported. If we lose that, Britain becomes a safe haven. We export far more dangerous people lawfully through the European arrest warrant than we ever import in the same way. So, like about 100 people a year we are looking for abroad. Other people come here, but we can get rid of them, and that's what keeps people safe. You know, rapists, murderers, you're absolutely right, they do get into this country. They will still get in. You know, we have many people getting into this country illegally. They don't all turn up at Dover and show a passport.
No.
There are many ways into this country. We're an island. We cannot control the whole border. That is simply ridiculous, which is why intelligence and information and working together is so important in this debate.